you talked at this event today about this issue. What is it that you're doing in particular to try to get more small businesses plugged into the market?
Yeah, Francis, actually this morning we kicked off our business breakthrough program. It's essentially a nationwide program that my agency has conducted all across the country, and the National Capital Region is the last stop this year. You know how they always say, save the best for last.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, we were joined by our very own GSA Administrator, Martha Johnson, as well as Representative Yvette D. Clark, who is the ranking member on the House side of the Small Business Committee,
mm-hmm.
a Small Business Subcommittee. So essentially, the Business Breakthrough Program, we basically designed this so that we can give businesses a much better understanding of the federal procurement process, and so that they can actually increase contracting opportunities, and so that all of us can be in the business of creating jobs, and more jobs in this tough economy.
How much business is small business getting right now, and where would you like that number to be?
Well, essentially, our agency data centers around small businesses, and the federal government has a 23% goal for agencies to award contracts to small businesses. My agency in FY10, as you know, FY11 just ended,
mm-hmm.
So we're still compiling those numbers, but our FY10 numbers hit the 24% mark. So my region is doing pretty good in comparison to the overall umbrella, but there's always room for us to improve.
Well, that's the kind of work that gets you a promotion now, Julia.
Oh, my goodness. I have to keep you on speed dial, Francis.
Now, at events like this where you're communicating directly with the small business people that want to get in the contracting market or want to do more business, what kinds of things do they ask you? What kinds of things do they want to know that they don't already?
You know, some folks are already pretty well versed with respect to how to produce a quality GSA schedule. At least they think they are. Right, wrong, or indifferent. There are always ways to improve. So what we focused on, one of the things that we focused on with this business breakthrough, and by the way, we kicked it off this morning, but it's actually a 3-day affair. And so over the course of the next 3 days, attendees will also, you know, they get a better knowledge and understanding of how to produce a quality GSA schedule and opportunities to meet their procurement needs. They get an up-close kind of bird's-eye view of what type of services GSA actually buys and then the services that we offer across industries. And then also it gives them a chance to kind of maximize the mentor-protege training, joint ventures, and subcontracting, because a lot of times folks, are, you know, they can stand on their own 2 feet, but when you partner with someone who may do something that you may not be able to offer, a lot of times it gives you a better shot at being able to seal the deal.
So this is not an event that's limited to people who are totally green and have no idea what they're doing when it comes to government. You've got folks that are at all levels of business relationships with agencies.
Yeah, we do. They, at this conference, at Business Breakthrough, again, all across the nation, they've been able to learn more about our Going Green initiatives, particularly as they relate to high-performing green buildings, but it is by no means specific only to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is happening, you said, the next 2 days at the Residence Inn, Arlington Capitol Hill, open today, and that we have information about that plugged in on federalnewsradio.com.
Okay.
You mentioned Martha Johnson was there today along with you. What else will people learn over the next 2 days?
A lot more about the different type of contracting and procurement programs that we actually offer. So, again, a lot of folks are, or they think they're prepared, but it may be something in their marketing materials that they hadn't thought of that needed to be brought to their attention, basically to be able to strengthen them and make them a stronger business in moving forward. Also, as it relates to, again, the schedule, actually having a working knowledge of what exactly we buy. What do we offer? You may think that you know what GSA does, but it's always good to get in front of our folks that actually make these decisions as opposed to just sending an email or speaking with someone over the phone. A lot of times it's good just to be in the same room with them so you can kind of hear a little bit more about exactly what it is and ask them questions live up close and in person.
I imagine at an event like this you get a lot of I thoughts where people say, I thought that you did it this way, or
exactly.
I thought that this was how the things usually work. What are some of those? those that you hear on a regular basis at something like this?
Well, not only at this event, but also NCR, the National Capital Region, we are proud to say that we started this year a smaller network called Access to Success Forums, where people can actually come in and showcase their service offerings. A lot of times, some of the paperwork can be a little confusing. Not confusing in the sense that it's not clear, cut, and concise, but it's also based on your interpretation of what exactly we're asking for. So whether or not it's with respect to our purchasing process or specific questions for exactly what we buy, a lot of times we just like to afford businesses an opportunity to show that they are the best and they are extremely innovative as it relates to meeting the procurement needs that we're interested in.